Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 458. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Emmeline Twist. That song is called Almost Blue. It's on the album Dissimulation, which comes out next week, August 24th, on Black Sight Records. That's a band from right here in Kansas City. The album is beautiful vinyl. Everything that comes out on Black Sight does look very good. I think the A-side you've probably seen is the Dissimulation 1 EP that came out, I think, digital only, or maybe a CD. The tracks on the backside, all new, and that is one of them. And it is a very, very good record. They'll be playing release shows next week, and you'll probably hear more about that a little bit later in the show. I've got a short podcast for you, lots of short songs. That might have been the longest of the bunch. This is Young Scum from Richmond, Virginia. The song is called Crying at Work.
I can't do this anymore.
Hello, welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 458. A set there from the Young Ones, starting off with Young Scum. The song is called Crying at Work, and it's on the band's self-titled debut from Pretty Olivia Records. Came out just July 18th, a band out of Richmond, Virginia. I know very little about the band. I just follow some people on Bandcamp, and they all seem to be about that record, so I gave it a listen, and it was wonderful, and I bought it, and now, well, I don't know anything about them, but I want to see them live desperately. After that, we heard from Sports, or at least as they were known in 2014, Sports. Now they're known as Remember Sports. The song I played was called Clean Jeans. It's on the band's debut album, Sunchoked, that they put out themselves in 2014. Since then, it has been re-released by Father Daughter to show up on vinyl. That song there is wonderful and contains just the best kiss off for us olds I think I've ever heard. The lines, you're jerking off to Al Jazeera and making your bed, and I could be at CrossFit like you, but I'd rather be dead. Ouch, wounded. I was reminded of that song by LK Ultra in Lawrence, Kansas, who cover that and do a fantastic job. So I went and picked up that record because I have not heard it in a long time, and glad I got that. And then we ended that set with a band called Darkle. They are based out of New Lenox, Illinois. That song is called Kind of Like Spitting, and it's on the album Birds, Bees, and Sweaty Palms, which they put out themselves in October of 2016. I think there's a brand new EP by that band, but I heard that was the place to start with that album, and it was really, really a lot of fun there. Just kind of crazy, disjointed, wonderful emo that makes me feel good. So anyway, that's how things happen on the podcast. Every week I get new music, and I play it on the podcast. Everything I get, you hear. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you. We're going to get a little rock and roll, a little bit of sleaze, and just the way we kind of like it. This is Midnight Snacks with Let Me Do What I Want.
Let me do it.
some snotty 77 punk there from the Corner Boys. That song is called Love Tourist, and it's the title track of a, I think, four-song EP called the Love Tourist EP. Came out a couple weeks ago, August 3rd, on Dirt Cult Records, that band out of Vancouver, BC. Well, you heard what you got there. You know you want to pick that one up. Before that, we heard from Criminal Kids with the song Outcast. That is on a release called Criminal Kids. And I think that's a six-song EP, if I remember right. I just came out July of this year on Spaghetti Town Records, that band based out of the south side of Chicago. The vocals remind me a lot of Drop a Grand here in Kansas City. Just very, I don't know, AC/DC, just raw, and oh, you like that. And that recording sounds great. And then we started things off there with Midnight Snacks from Oakland, California. It's the Let Me Do What I Want 7-inch, two-song 7-inch, just came out August 1st on Bachelor Records. So a couple of EPs there from a couple of snotty and rock and roll and sleazy bands, and man, I like to end things that way. Let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 458. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Lots of things coming up tonight. The 17th, Life and Times are playing at the Record Bar. On the 24th, Emmeline Twist has a release show at the Record Bar, or you could see Abigail Williams at the Riot Room. On the 25th, John Vanderslice has a secret house show in LFK, somewhere unknown, but if you visit the, what do they call those, Undertow? If you search for that show, you'll find it, find out how you can get tickets, and find out where it is. It's in someone's living room. You'll enjoy that show. On the 25th is also Red Kate at the Replay. Salty is playing a show at the Mini Bar that's kicking off a tour with them. The Molochs are playing the 29th at Voltaire. Looking into September, No Vacation is playing at the Bottleneck on the 2nd. On the 11th is Gary Newman at the Madrid, or Exploited at Riot Room. On the 13th, Shona Knife at the Riot Room. Lupe Fiasco is at the Truman on the 14th. But Sona's playing at the Replay. And boy, I haven't seen them in a while. But I think they're playing at that Emmeline Twist show, the 24th. As well, so I may see him a couple times. On the 14th is also Gene Loves Jezebel at the Riot Room, and Nan and the One Night Stands are playing at the Brick the following night on the 15th. 17th, King Tuff is at the Riot Room, and Sloan is at the Riot Room. Two shows, two stages. I don't think they're related, but I don't know how they keep you from going back and forth, so maybe see them both. And on the 19th, we've got Andrew WK at the Record Bar, and that's as far as we're going to go into September. Looking at the website, not a whole lot has popped up there. There are photos and videos and my thought of that the wonderful show of Thelma and the Sleaze, but I don't think anything else has popped up, though I do have photos that I need to share from Riot Room a couple weeks ago. I'm just slow. All right, one track left for you. We're going to wrap things up with Low, the venerable band from Duluth, Minnesota. The song I'm going to play is called Rome, Always in the Dark. It's on the new album Double Negative, which doesn't come out until September 14th on Sub Pop Records, leading me to believe I probably shouldn't be playing it on the podcast yet, but we'll ask forgiveness instead of permission in this case. I've had the album for a few months, and it's one you're going to want to spend a lot of time with before you make up your mind as well. It's not traditionally slow, core, pretty album. It's much harsher, and it's sampled and reassembled and noisy and industrial and, well, probably still slow, but it's one you're going to want to spend some time with, and it's already polarizing fans after the first three singles have been released and tied together in one long-form video. Anyway, we're going to end things here. This song is called Rome, Always in the Dark. It's kind of in the middle of the road. It's not as noisy as some. It's not as clean as a couple, but it's one that's really grown on me. So we'll end things here. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.